This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump will appear in a Manhattan courtroom this afternoon on charges related to the hush money investigation. The AP's Julie Walker is outside the Manhattan courthouse, and there is a crowd, but not of protesters.
Reporters, including the Associated Press, have been lined up overnight to get into the courthouse for Trump's arraignment on criminal charges stemming from 2016 hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, something Trump denies. Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
So what happens now?
Once Trump arrives at the courthouse,
he'll be processed the way anyone else would be, to a degree.
For starters, Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina tells ABC's Good Morning America the ex-president will have his Secret Service detail and will not be in handcuffs. After that, Trump will appear before a judge. Amid all the uncertainty, Tacopina says he's sure of one thing.
There'll be no guilty plea in this case.
Even if that would mean resolving the case. Tacopina doesn't think it will even make it to a jury. I'm Sagar Meghani.
They may get more bad weather in some of those areas already hit hard by the deadly storms last week. Parts of the South and Midwest could see tornadoes, wind, and hail, say forecasters. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Forecasters say the very same conditions, another area of low pressure, combined with strong southerly winds, could bring new storms to Arkansas, Missouri, and west central Illinois. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's neighbor Finland joined NATO, the military alliance, this morning. That's a big blow to Moscow as it pursues its war in Ukraine, which is now more than a year old. Thousands of UConn fans streamed onto the campus after watching a broadcast of the Huskies' NCAA tournament win over San Diego State. Some pulled down signs and light poles. This is AP News. An update now on how much the U.S. is spending to help Ukraine fight off Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say the U.S. will send Ukraine about $500 million worth of ammunition and equipment, and will spend more than $2 billion to buy an array of munitions, radar, and other weapons in the future. Officials add the ammunition rounds, along with grenade launchers and vehicles, will be taken from military stockpiles so they can be in the Ukraine war zone quickly, while the $2.1 billion in longer-term aid is being provided under the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative for needs ahead. The new weapons and funding come as Russia has continued to bombard Ukraine with long-range missiles, and the hotly contested battle for the eastern city of Bakhmut drags on. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.